time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for mostly sunny skies today. We should have a high in the middle 50s. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. A new Illinois state budget was passed early this morning. The new state budget includes more than $1.8 billion in tax relief. Kim Howard has more.
Some of the provisions are temporary, such as lifting the 1% grocery tax for a year and delaying a scheduled increase in the gas tax until January. The budget also doubles the property tax rebate up to $300 and sends a one-time payment of at least $50 to most individuals and $100 per kid. Decatur Representative Sue Shear says this is what people need.
We have to do something. Is this the perfect answer? I will be the first one to say, no, it is not. And I will also be the first one to say, I'm not going home to my constituents and saying I did nothing.
The Earned Income Tax Credit, which helps low-income working families, will be expanded, and there will also be a sales tax holiday for back-to-school purchases in August. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
More news after this break.
Darv Yoder here with Interior Set and Sleep, located at 1725 North 6th Street here in Vincennes. Have you always wanted that new set of furniture? Well, today is a perfect day. We have sectionals, reclining sofas and love seats, stationary sofas and love seats. Not only is our store completely packed full, but our warehouse is as well. Stop in today while we have great choices to choose from, and pricing is absolutely great.
The Sisney FFA enjoyed a successful day of competitions at the District 5 Livestock Judging and Horticulture Career Development events held Friday at SIU in Carbondale. The varsity livestock judging team of Emma Hedrick, Lexi Weber, Abigail Biggs, Corey Kessel, and Miles Levi finished in 13th place. Emma Hedrick finished as second overall individual among the 243 students representing 50 schools. The junior varsity livestock judging team of Ty Mix, Rayanne Harris, Colton Bass, Gavin Featherling, and Andrew Milligan took second place. Ty Mix earned second place overall individual, and Rayanne Harris finished eighth overall. 106 students from 30 teams participated in the event. The practice livestock judging team of Allie Brock, Cadence Smith, Kathleen Smallwood, Kaylee Smallwood, Levi Bass, Brock Allen, Aiden Rucker, Chloe Owens, Sydney Sullins, and Jacob Pault won first place. Overall individuals included third, Allie Brock, fifth, Cadence Smith, and seventh, Kathleen Smallwood. 34 members from 13 chapters participated. In other news, Wayne County deputies arrested 39-year-old Fairfield resident Chad M. Chapman last Saturday following a vehicle chase. According to police reports, deputies attempted to initiate a traffic stop when they saw a UTV eastbound on Route 15 West. The vehicle didn't stop and turned south onto a county highway and turned onto a variety of county roads and into a farm field. Speeds during the pursuit ranged from 40 to 60 miles per hour. Deputies eventually took the driver, Chapman, into custody after he hit a ditch with the UTV, and Fairfield and Wayne City Police assisted on scene. Deputies found multiple empty beer cans and an open jar of moonshine inside the vehicle. Chapman was charged with aggravated DUI, fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, driving with a revoked license, illegal transportation of alcohol, and improper operation of an ATV on a highway. He was taken to the Wayne County Jail and later released after posting $3,020 bond. Two other Fairfield residents were booked in jail Thursday night. 47-year-old Harry H. Sapper III was arrested on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for possession of methamphetamine and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also cited for operating an uninsured vehicle and driving without a valid license. 27-year-old Rachel M. Hutchinson was arrested on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant for theft. Both were held in the jail pending the posting of $595 bond. Area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 24.45 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. At Clay City, the stage is 13.4 feet. Flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmi, the river is at 24.76 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 6.53 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel is at 14.05 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Rain chances enter the forecast again starting Sunday night and running through at least this coming Thursday. A town hall meeting has been scheduled by a group called the Illinois Patriots. They'll be holding an informational meeting on a proposed Carmi School's $11 million and possibly more bond or loan resolution, which will directly affect taxpayers. That meeting has been scheduled for this Monday night, April 11th, beginning at 6:30 p.m., and will be held at the GOP headquarters at 108 Main Street in Carmi. The Grayville Senior Citizens will be having a meatloaf dinner fundraiser today. Serving will begin at 5 p.m., and the menu will consist of meatloaf, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, slaw, assorted desserts, and a drink. Cost is by donation. And the City of Fairfield and Wayne County Chamber of Commerce will be holding an Easter egg hunt at Leo French Park at noon next Saturday, April 16th. Children will be divided into three age groups, pre-K through kindergarten, first through second, and third through fifth grades. Special eggs will be hidden for each age group for prizes, such as a new bicycle and money. Eggs will be collected at the amphitheater following the hunt, and special prizes can also be claimed there. Children under the age of three can hunt for eggs and claim a prize bag while supplies last after the hunt. The Chamber and City thank the Corner, VPF, Carnaby Square, Mindy's Sew Shop, Isaac's Roofing, and CRHPC for their help in the event. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
Others have come and gone the past 70 years, but their dedication of superior service has helped them thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmi. They deliver quality Speed Queen products, and if you ever call them for service, they are in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. Sean Rush is inviting you to check out Speed Queen washer and dryer pairs at Rush Appliance and Furniture in downtown Fairfield and Carmi.
While we don't all carry an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on our backs, we can remember the wise words of Dr. Peter Venkman, who said, "Why worry? Our wealth management team at Trust Bank has the tools and talent necessary to help you plan for the legacy you want to leave. Contact the team at 618-429-9265 and schedule your consultation. Trust Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. So, who are you going to call?"
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Wayne City resident Wanda Lou Richardson died Thursday. Surviving are her children, brother Bill McKinney, two sisters, Frances Drew and June Bradford, 14 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Wanda Lou Richardson McKinney will be at noon Monday at the Keynes Missionary Baptist Church. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church. Interment will follow at Salem Mater Cemetery west of Wayne City. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and will be accepted at the church or at the Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. 67-year-old Madison, Indiana resident Pastor Robert J. Robbie King died Wednesday at Norton King's Daughters Hospital in Madison, Indiana. Surviving are his wife of 43 years, Cricket of Madison, children Rachel Brolsma of Noblesville, Indiana, and Bart King of Carmi, brothers Randy King of Indianapolis, Indiana, and Rusty King of Brownsburg, Indiana, several grandchildren. His mother-in-law, Sarah Aubrey of Johnston City, Tennessee, and nieces and nephews Chris, Emily, and Alex. Funeral services for Pastor Robert J. Robbie King will be at 7 p.m. Sunday at North Madison Christian Church in Madison, Indiana. Friends and family may visit at the North Madison Christian Church from 2 p.m. until the time of service Sunday. Graveside services will be conducted at 10:30 Tuesday morning at Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. The family requests memorial contributions be made to the Robbie and Cricket King Permanent Fund at Johnson University or to the Class of 1976 Permanent Fund at Johnson University. Contributions may be made to the Lytle Welty Funeral Home or online at lytlewelty.com. Arrangements have been entrusted with the Lytle Welty Funeral Home and Cremation Service and Morgan and Ney Funeral Center, both of Madison, and the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. 91-year-old Carmi resident Audrey Lucille Elder died Wednesday. Audrey Elder survived by children Trudy and Terry and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Services will be Wednesday morning at 11 at the Cook Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Big Prairie Cemetery. 74-year-old Flora resident Charles Patrick Venable died on Monday, April 4th. Pat Venable survived by one sister and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. No services will be held. The Frank and Bright Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 80-year-old Franklin, Tennessee resident Martha Heflin died on March 29th. Services will be at 11 this morning at the Cornerstone Community Church. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be at Maple Hill Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is assisting the family. 76-year-old Goldsboro, North Carolina resident Merrill L. McCormick died on March 19th. Services will be at noon today at Baltimore Cemetery near Wayne City. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you and your business adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal and business protection that meets today's needs. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners Insurance.
This is Bill Atwood. Please give us a call at North Wayne Insurance in Fairfield, Sisney, and Flora.
Did you know that Wabash Communications offers more than just high-speed internet? We offer video services, home monitoring solutions, voice services, and most importantly, 24/7 customer care you can count on. Customer satisfaction is the top priority of Wabash Communications Co-op. Whether it be answering phone calls, resolving issues in person, we are here to serve you. Our 24/7 customer support center is here to help you with any issues or outages you may endure. Call Wabash today at 618-665-3311 to speak to a local friendly face.
The Cardinals had the day off yesterday after opening day went about as well as it could have. The weather was a little cool, but no rain that disrupted anything. Pre-game ceremonies went off without a hitch. Adam Wainwright threw six shutout innings. The bullpen tossed in three shutout innings of their own. The defense was excellent, and the offense was productive. They put up nine runs, 15 total base runners in there. And by the way, of those nine runs scored, five were driven in by left fielder Tyler O'Neill, who after the game observed that this lineup can be really deep and and really problematic for opposing teams.
We have a lot of depth, like 1 through 9. Everyone's dangerous. We saw Tommy hit a bomb today in the 9 hole. There's nowhere to go in this lineup. So we're just going to continue to do our thing, trust ourselves, and take care of business.
Game 2 of the season coming up later on today, 12:20 for the pregame show, 1:15 for the first pitch with John Rooney and Rick Horton. Miles Michaelis starts for the Cardinals, Mitch Keller for the Pirates. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Kevin Wheeler.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Here's the Classic Hits WFIW-FM 104.9 forecast for today. Mostly sunny, a high around 54. Tonight, mostly clear. Frost possible overnight, a low of 33. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 71. Monday, partly sunny, a 60% chance of showers and possible thunderstorms, a high of 68. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of morning showers and thunderstorms, a high of 75.